What'd you say? Oh, okay.
Is there one play or a type of play that you like to show the coaches what you're all about?
Not necessarily. You know, we just go through the game film, and I feel like it's important to stress the weaknesses as well as the strengths. You know, not just focus on what I do well, because I'm in a developmental stage right now, and I have a lot I need to get better in my game. I would just say lateral quickness, ability to put my foot in the ground, open field. You know, elusiveness. Running routes, a couple of things.
There's been a running back draft in the first round in a couple of years. Do you think this class, yourself included, has enough talent that maybe changed that?
Definitely. I feel like in this class, it's a lot of guys who are deserving of a first-round pick. But, you know, the future's already written by God, so we can't control that. And we're just going to work our best here at the combine and continue to work at our pro days. And, you know, God will take care of the rest. Because I haven't maximized my full potential yet. Everyone has their potential, height, and I haven't even scratched the ceiling. There's so much for me to learn. I haven't competed on a professional level yet, so I'm in a developmental stage. If I can, yeah. Senior Bowl week for me, it was great. You know, I'm originally from Birmingham, Alabama, so being back in Mobile, only 3 hours south of where I was born, was special. First time I got to play on Alabama soil since high school. So coming back and seeing a lot of guys I grew up with, Sammy Coates, a couple of guys who I played ball with in high school, was great. And also to receive the MVP was special for me. It's a great way to end my college career. It means a lot. I try to be a man of integrity. A guy who I really look up to, as you're familiar with, is Coach Ron Brown, my position coach at Nebraska. He's a guy who really stressed the importance of being the same person on and off the field, being a man who's accountable, a guy who's a man of integrity. So I pride myself on that. New Orleans, they have a great, prolific offense. They spread the ball around a lot. Me, right now, I feel like any offense would be great for me, but New Orleans would be great. Fortunately, at Nebraska, we ran a pretty multiple, system. Early in my career, we ran a lot of power. Later in my career, we ran a lot of zone and inside zone. So I was fortunate enough to see both spectrums of offensive, what offense can present on the field. So hopefully I can just transition to wherever I go. Oh, I enjoy it. That's what the game of football is about. Being a guy who's good in every area, not just running the football, but also catching the football, blocking. Like I said earlier, I'm in a developmental stage. I understand blocking is something I have to get much better at. But right now I feel like I'm learning a lot of techniques, just being down at the Senior Bowl, that will help me develop better in those areas. Getting better. Got a lot better at the Senior Bowl. I've had some games where I'm not so good. I've had some games where I'm really good. So just becoming more consistent on a day-to-day basis.
Talk about your experience as a running back, and who do you pattern your game after?
Right now, I don't feel like I can pattern my game after anyone. Everyone's really good at that level. But a guy I really look up to is Warrick Dunn. He was a running back who I feel like he could, take it the distance. He could catch the ball in the backfield. A guy who was, powerful between the tackles and off the field. He was a, first team guy, So that's the guy I look up to, Warrick Dunn.
Have you talked to the Lions, or do you expect to talk to the Lions?
What was that?
Have you talked to the Lions, or do you expect to talk to them?
Yeah, I've talked to them.
I noticed that the Senior Bowl kind of took a lot of pride in finishing.
on it.
Yeah,
well, that's what it's about. You know, you can't train differently than how you're going to play on Saturdays or Sundays, and that's what the running back position is about. You know, when you finish a drill, sprint 30 yards, because when you get in the game and you have to sprint 30 yards, it won't be the first time you did it. You know, it'd be second nature. You won't be winded. You could take it a distance, no problem. And that's just something I learned from Amon Green, a lot of guys who played at, you know, Nebraska before me who were great running backs. So I kind of stole that from them and just implemented it in my game. Great organization. You know, I played in their stadium this past bowl game, so I'm familiar with the area. Looking forward to learning more about them. He's a freak of nature. Randy Gregory, I played with him. One of the best athletes I've ever seen, you know, so I'm sure he won't have a problem transitioning. I know they're looking for a guy who can do it all, a guy who can, you know, they don't have to take off the field. And I'm pretty sure I can speak for every team when I say that. But the Lions are looking for a guy who's dynamic. So hopefully someone in this draft will fit their suits. I have not. he's my favorite running back of all time. I would really, you know, cherish that moment if I got the opportunity. But, you know, right now I'm just trying to focus on, you know, getting to the NFL and making a team right now. Yeah, I was really young. I was probably about 5 or 6 when he was in the league, and when he really hit his prime, I was probably about 8. So he helped me, my love for the game to grow, you know, and for the position of running back to grow. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, I'll get to meet him one day and talk about it. Honestly, I've always had confidence in myself. Even out of high school, I was lightly recruited. Only school that offered me for running back was Nebraska. But even at that moment, I knew I had the opportunity. You know, it's all about, you know, having the will. You know, it's not always about, you know, being the most athletic or the most dynamic or physical specimen type guy. It's about having that will and that confidence. And I've always had that confidence.
Utah wide receiver Kalen Clay, table 3.
Oh, man, he's nasty. He's nasty. I watch a lot of his film, you know, to help myself out on route running. He runs the best option route, I feel like, in the NFL right now. He does a good job of stemming the linebackers, snapping them off, using his head to, you know, get some separation. Outstanding hands, you know, a guy who's going to be in the league a long time if he continues to do that. I never like to put myself just in a role. You know, I like to be, like I said earlier, a guy who can play first down, second down, third down. But if a team drafts me and say, hey, this year this is what we need you to do, yes, sir, I'll do that. Very correctable. As long as you're in practicing the same way you're going to do it in the game. You know, it's all about focusing on the three pressure points. You know, anyone who plays football knows what I'm talking about when I say that. So, just practicing the same way, you know, every day, consistently holding the ball high and tight. It just becomes second nature, really. It just focusing. Me? Reggie Bush? I think Reggie Bush is arguably the greatest college player ever. So that's tough to you know, compare me to Reggie Bush. I'm flattered, but no, I don't think I'm Reggie Bush by any means. Just understanding that I'm truly invested in this game. You know, it's been my dream since I was a young boy to play in the National Football League. And also that, you know, you're going to get a guy who's accountable and a guy who holds his teammates to the same standard that he holds himself. And my teammates at Nebraska can attest to that. I hold myself to a very high standard. So I feel like that's a good quality to have. I've met with almost every team, but not as extensively as I hope to. So hopefully in the future I will.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
Thank you.